In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of the obligation of women in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. It's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, says that therefore a man should read the Megillah at home for all of his women family members. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, "V'ktzas mekoyim snoigim shehelchon lebeis haknesses." Some places the minig is that women go to shul to hear, but the Mishnah Berurah says they have to be careful that to make sure that they hear every word of the Megillah. Points out the Shalos Tshuvos, Chelkas Yaakov, Chelek Gimel, Sif Katan Kuf Mem Aleph, based on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, "V'ktzas mekoyim snoigim," which is really the words of the Magen Avraham, women aren't obligated to go to shul to hear the Megillah like men are obligated because of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us later in Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Sif Yud Ches. And therefore, points out the Chelkas Yaakov, if there's a situation where there are at home small children that need to be watched, and you have to find somebody to watch them. So either the mother could stay home or older son who's not yet bar mitzvah could stay home. Who should stay home? Says the Chelkas Yaakov, the woman should stay home because the older son who has a chiyuv chinuch, so his chinuch is, as we discussed in the previous year, to do the mitzvah properly. And the right way to do the mitzvah is to go to shul to hear the Megillah. Whereas the women's chiyuv is not a chiyuv in going to shul, and therefore she should be the one to stay home. Rav Menashe Klein's Zatzal, in the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Dalid Siman Pei Beis, disagrees. And he says, and he quotes an Or Zeruah that says, V'oysa b'nei Adam, Shemenichem beis haknesses, those people who don't go to shul, the Koran Megillah b'yochid, and read the Megillah at home, loy toiv osim, they're not acting appropriately. Atzrichem lovel beis haknesses, they must come to the shul, heim neshtaseyem v'yaldeyem. So certainly, according to Rav Menashe Klein, it's not that obvious, or maybe it's quite clear, that if there's an option, who should go to shul? Should it be the woman who's over bas mitzvah, or the boy who's under bar mitzvah, since her chiyuv is a greater chiyuv than his, and the chiyuv of going to shul is equal by both of them, it would seem that according to Rav Menashe Klein, based on the Or Zeruah, she should be the one to go to shul. Perhaps we could explain that this question is connected to what is the chiyuv of women. If the chiyuv of women is identical to men, as Rashi explains, as we said in our previous year, then women have the same obligation, and therefore they should go to shul. If, however, as we explained the opinion of the Baha'i, Tosfos, that the obligation of women is different than the obligation of men, particularly, as the Marchesha said, because the woman's obligation in Halal is a different obligation or a different style than men, And halal of men require a tzibur, whereas the halal of women is a different type of halal. Therefore, they don't have an obligation to go to shul, as the Chelkas Yaakov explains. The Bi'al Locha in Divrei Hamaskel V'Noshim points out that if a woman was already yotze the mitzvah of Megillah, she can't read on behalf of another woman. Because, as the Bir Halacha points out, there's a famous question. Are women obligated in Arvus? We know there's a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And therefore, even if I already was Yotze, for example, the mitzvah Megillah, I was in shul, I heard the Megillah, I read the Megillah with the bracha, could I read the Megillah on behalf of someone else and make a bracha? Because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, I can. But the question is, a woman obligated? Is the concept of arvus applicable to women? And if we say that it isn't, then women, one woman who is already yoytze the mitzvah, cannot read the Megillah on behalf of another woman who wasn't yoytze the mitzvah, because she can read it, but she can't make a bracha. Furthermore, it may well be, the Dogel Mavova points this out, that a man who already heard the Megillah and made a bracha, or had a bracha made on his behalf, cannot be moitzi women who didn't hear the Megillah. Because the whole reason one could do something like that is because of arvus. But if there's no arvus, then you can't do it. However, Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Chassam Sofer, Rosh Yosef, Avnei Nezer, all are of the opinion that a man, even if he was ready yoytze the mitzvah, can be moitzi a woman. For there is the opinion that says that even if women are not in the parasha of arvus, men are certainly in the parasha of arvus, even for women. However, the best we could suggest, and this will be relevant to our next discussion as well, is that perhaps if there's a special reading for women, and the man who's reading on behalf of those women, if he wasn't yoytze the mitzvah yet, so certainly he makes the bracha because of himself, and the women can hear. But if he was ready yoytze, so now we have a question. If we don't say by women, so the man can't make the bracha because he already was yoytze the mitzvah. So what should be done under such circumstances is make sure to have at least one man who's hearing the Megillah who wasn't yoytze the mitzvah, and therefore I can make the bracha on his behalf. The Rama in Sif Beis quotes there the halacha of what is the bracha that is said by Mikra Megillah. And the Rama says that V'yesh Omrim, Yisha Kairal Atzma, though if it's only women reading the Megillah, as we quoted in our previous year, the bracha is not Al Mikra Megillah, the bracha Mevarechas L'Shmoya Megillah. She'ena Mechayevas B'Kriya. A woman doesn't have a chiyev in reading the Megillah. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Chaya Adam, who says that the nusach of the bracha for women is L'Shmoya Mikra Megillah. So we now have three opinions. One opinion is that the bracha by women is the same as by men on Mikra Megillah. Another is the nusach of L'Shmoya Megillah. And another is L'Shmoya Mikra Megillah. The Paiskim, however, point out, there's a tshuva from Yosef Chaim Zonfeld in the Shayas of Tshuva Silmas Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadik Tes, that even if women to make the bracha on Mikra Megillah, based on the opinion of Rashi, which we discussed extensively in our previous year, that the chiyuv of men and women in Mikra Megillah is identical. Now the question is, what happens if a man is reading, as we discussed a moment ago, if a man already heard the Megillah with the bracha, and now he's reading the Megillah on behalf of women? So the Paiskim say that it would be better that the women should make the bracha themselves, and the man who's reading the Megillah should not make the bracha on behalf of other women. Number one, because, as we just said, there's no arvus between men and women. And number two, the obligation of men and women, as we're learning according to Tosfos and the Hilchos Gedolos, is not an identical obligation. So if their obligation is not identical, then men can't
make a bracha, he has a very different obligation. His bracha is a different bracha. His obligation is a different obligation. And therefore, if he was already yotze the mitzvah, if he wasn't yotze the mitzvah, what is a man in the group that he's reading for? So there he could say, I'm Mikra Megillah. Otherwise, the women should make their own bracha. Of course, now the question comes up, should one woman make the bracha for all the women? Or should each woman make her own bracha? The minhag olam is that each woman makes her own bracha. There's an interesting Tori Evan. Tori Evan points out that as we've been discussing, everybody agrees that when we speak about the men, the mitzvah is our mikra megillah. A man has a chiv of our mikra megillah. The question is, if I have an obligation to read, and I'm in a shul, and there's a Bakire who's reading the Megillah, so how am I fulfilling my obligation of our Mikra Megillah? Says the Turi Evan, from here we see the power of Shemaya Kohenah. That Shemaya Kohenah doesn't say that I can be Yotz because someone else read. Shemaya Kohenah says much more. That Shemaya Kohenah says that if he read, it's like I'm reading. So therefore, even though I'm not actually reading, the Baal Kohenah is reading, and I'm being Yotzi through the concept of Shemaya Kohenah, Shemaya Kohenah says that Tori Evan accomplishes, not that I'm just Yotzi, it's as if I'm actually reading the Megillah myself.